This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main, and this is your QNN community update. From Pink News, Australian activists took over Sydney's Oxford Street last weekend to protest a recent rise in anti-LGBTQ+ attacks and call for more queer safe spaces. Hundreds of protesters from groups like the National Union of Students and Pride in Protest were joined by allies, drag performers and other activists last Saturday to march down Oxford Street before listening to speeches. Speaking at Saturday's protest, Jamie Bridge of the Queer Action Collective said, "Queer people are amongst one of the worst affected by the housing crisis, with no end in sight. Gender-affirming healthcare remains criminally overpriced and underfunded, and New South Wales remains the only state to gatekeep gender-affirming ID." Saturday's protest came just one day after a separate LGBTQ+ event was shut down in Sydney's Bankstown area following an upsetting attack. From The Guardian, the US state of Mississippi has elected an openly gay person to its legislator for the very first time. Fabian Nelson's victory last week left Louisiana as the only American state to never have elected an LGBTQ+ person to its legislator. Previously, a wave of laws passed in the Republican-controlled state legislatures that discriminate against LGBTQ+ people, including a ban in Mississippi on gender-affirming hormones or surgery for anyone age 17 or younger. In a recent interview, Nelson described his election victory as a dream, but shocking. However, it's an accomplishment of a goal he set for himself the day he visited the state capitol building on an elementary school field trip, and he told his teacher he would eventually earn an office in the House. From Star Observer, voting is now underway on the final five designs for this year's All Aboard Tram contest, and Yarra Trams is inviting Victorians to have their say in the 2024 Pride Tram Design Competition. Set to be unveiled in mid-December at the Trams Home Depot in Melbourne, Victorians have until September 29th to choose from the five designs that will wrap the Pride Tram. Just in time for the 2024 Midsummer Pride March, the winning design will be wrapped around the Pride Tram, with the artist receiving a $5,000 cash prize. The second place design will be used to decorate a tram stop shelter near the Victorian Pride Centre, and that artist will win a $3,000 cash prize. This will be the fourth consecutive year that Yarra Trams has decorated one of its trams to celebrate Pride. Turning to QNN Sport now, and from OutSports, as Canada's women cricketers prepare to head out on the road towards next year's Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, one of their players is poised to make history in the sport. Danielle McGay, who is transgender, has been named in the national team squad for a qualifying tournament that will be held at Woodley Park in Los Angeles, which started on Monday. If, as expected, the 29-year-old takes to the field in the opener against Brazil, she will be the first out-trans woman to play in an official international cricket match. The Australian-born player has been a member of the squad since 2022 and participated in October's four-team South American Championships, from which Canada emerged victorious after being invited as guests. And finally, from OutSports, it was far from a full house on Court 17 at the US Open last Saturday, but those present are believed to have witnessed a moment in LGBTQ+ sporting history. Daria Kazakinya's third round tie against Greta Minion was already known to be pitting the only two out gay players in either of the main singles draws against each other. However, the contest took an extra significance when the claim was made that this was the first ever singles match at a Grand Slam between two publicly out gay players. Tennis historians took to social media to say that there had been several other matches over the years that featured out players. However, this is the first time that both players on either side of the net were publicly out. Kazakinya went on to win the match 6-3, 6-4. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.